This is the reading for October 11th. Ezekiel chapter 5. Now, human, take a sharp sword and use it like a barber's razor to shave your head and beard. Then take scales and weigh and divide the hair. Burn one-third with fire in the middle of the city when the days of the attack on Jerusalem are over. Then take one-third and cut it up with a knife all around the city, and scatter one-third to the wind. This is how I will chase them with a sword. Also, take a few of these hairs and tie them into the folds of your clothes. Take a few more and throw them into the fire and burn them up. From there, a fire will spread to all the people of Israel. This is what the Lord God says. This is Jerusalem. I have put her at the center of the nations with countries all around her. But she has refused to obey my laws and has been more evil than the nations. She has refused to obey my rules even more than nations around her. The people of Jerusalem have rejected my laws and have not lived by my rules. So this is what the Lord God says. You have caused more trouble than the nations around you. You have not followed my rules or obeyed my laws. You have not even obeyed the laws of the nations around you. So this is what the Lord God says. I myself am against you, and I will punish you as the nations watch. I will do things among you that I have not done before, and that I will never do anything like again, because you do the things I hate. So parents among you will eat their children, and children will eat their parents. I will punish you and will scatter to the winds all who are left alive. So the Lord God says, you have made my temple unclean with all your evil idols and the hateful things you do. Because of this, as surely as I live, I will cut you off. I will have no pity, and I will show no mercy. A third of you will die by disease or be destroyed by hunger inside your walls. A third will fall dead by the sword outside your walls. And a third I will scatter in every direction as I chase them with a sword. Then my anger will come to an end. I will use it up against them, and then I will be satisfied. Then they will know that I, the Lord, have spoken. After I have carried out my anger against them, they will know how strongly I felt. I will make you a ruin and a shame among the nations around you, to be seen by all who pass by. Then the nations around you will shame you and make fun of you. You will be a warning and a terror to them. This will happen when I punish you in my great anger. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will send a time of hunger to destroy you, and then I will make your hunger get even worse. And I will cut off your supply of food. I will send a time of hunger and wild animals against you, and they will kill your children. Disease and death will sweep through your people, and I will bring the sword against you to kill you. I, the Lord, have spoken. Ezekiel chapter 6. Again the Lord spoke his word to me, saying, Human, look toward the mountains of Israel and prophesy against them. Say, mountains of Israel, listen to the word of the Lord God. The Lord God says this to the mountains, the hills, the ravines, and the valleys. I will bring a sword against you, and I will destroy your places of idol worship. Your altars will be destroyed, and your incense altars broken down. Your people will be killed in front of your idols. I will lay the dead bodies of the Israelites in front of their idols, and I will scatter your bones around your altars. In all the places you live, cities will become empty. The places of idol worship will be ruined. Your altars will become lonely ruins. Your idols will be broken and brought to an end. Your incense altars will be cut down, and the things you made will be wiped out. Your people will be killed and fall among you. Then you will know that I am the Lord. But I will leave some people alive. Some will not be killed by the nations when you are scattered among the foreign lands. Then those who have escaped will remember me as they live among the nations where they have been taken as captives. They will remember how I was hurt because they were unfaithful to me and turned away from me and desired to worship their idols. They will hate themselves because of the evil things they did that I hate. Then they will know that I am the Lord. I did not bring this terrible thing on them for no reason. This is what the Lord God says, clap your hands, stamp your feet, and groan because of all the hateful, evil things the people of Israel have done. They will die by war, hunger, and disease. The person who is far away will die by disease. The one who is nearby will die in war. The person who is still alive and has escaped these will die from hunger. So I will carry out my anger on them. Their people will lie dead among their idols around the altars. On every high hill, on all the mountaintops, and under every green tree and leafy oak. All the places where they offered sweet-smelling incense to their idols. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I will use my power against them to make the land empty and wasted from the desert to Diblah, wherever they live. Then they will know that I am the Lord.
Chapter 21.
When we finally left them, we sailed straight to the island of Kos. The next day, we sailed to the island of Rhodes, and from there to the city of Patara. In Patara, we found a ship that was going to Phoenicia, so we went aboard and sailed away. We could see the island of Cyprus as we passed it on our left, and sailed to Syria. We landed at the city of Tyre, where the ship was to unload its cargo. In Tyre, we searched for the disciples. After we found them, we stayed there for 7 days. The Spirit had the disciples tell Paul not to go to Jerusalem. When our time was up, we started on our way. All of them, with their wives and children, accompanied us out of the city. We knelt on the beach, prayed, and said goodbye to each other. Then we went aboard the ship, and the disciples went back home. Our sea travel ended when we sailed from Tyre to the city of Ptolemais. We greeted the believers in Ptolemais and spent the day with them. The next day, we went to Philip's home in Caesarea and stayed with him. He was a missionary and one of the 7 men who helped the apostles. Philip had 4 unmarried daughters who had the ability to speak what God had revealed. After we had been there for a number of days, a prophet named Agabus arrived from Judea. During his visit, he took Paul's belt and tied his own feet and hands with it. Then he said, "The Holy Spirit says, this is how the Jews in Jerusalem will tie up the man who owns this belt. Then they will hand him over to people who are not Jewish." When we heard this, we and the believers who lived there begged Paul not to go to Jerusalem. Then Paul replied, "Why are you crying like this and breaking my heart? I am ready not only to be tied up in Jerusalem, but also to die there for the sake of the Lord, the one named Jesus." When Paul could not be persuaded, we dropped the issue and said, "May the Lord's will be done." After that, we got ready to go to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples from Caesarea went with us. They took us to Nason's home where we would be staying. Nason was from the island of Cyprus and was one of the first disciples. When we arrived in Jerusalem, the believers welcomed us warmly. The next day, Paul went with us to visit James. All the spiritual leaders were present. After greeting them, Paul related everything God had done through his work with non-Jewish people. When the spiritual leaders heard about everything, they praised God. They said to Paul, "You see, brother, how many thousands of Jews are now believers, and all of them are deeply committed to Moses' teachings. But they have been told that you teach all the Jews living among non-Jewish people to abandon Moses. They claim that you tell them not to circumcise their children or follow Jewish customs. What should we do about this? They will certainly hear that you are in town, so follow our advice. We have 4 men who have made a vow to God. Take these men, go through the purification ceremony with them, and pay the expenses to shave their heads. Then everyone will know that what they've been told about you isn't true. Instead, they'll see that you carefully follow Moses' teachings." To clarify this matter, we have written non-Jewish believers a letter with our decision. We told them that they should not eat food sacrificed to false gods, bloody meat, or the meat of strangled animals. They also should not commit sexual sins. The next day, Paul took the men and went through the purification ceremony with them. Then he went into the temple courtyard to announce the time when the purification would be over and the sacrifice would be offered for each of them. When the 7 days were almost over, the Jews from the province of Asia saw Paul in the temple courtyard. They stirred up the whole crowd and grabbed Paul. Then they began shouting, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man who teaches everyone everywhere to turn against the Jewish people, Moses' teachings, and this temple. He has even brought Greeks into the temple courtyard and has made this holy place unclean." They had seen Trophimus from Ephesus with him in the city earlier and thought Paul had taken him into the temple courtyard. The whole city was in chaos and a mob formed. The mob grabbed Paul and dragged him out of the temple courtyard. The courtyard doors were immediately shut. As the people were trying to kill Paul, the officer in charge of the Roman soldiers received a report that all Jerusalem was rioting. Immediately, he took some soldiers and officers and charged the crowd. When the crowd saw the officer and the soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. Then the officer went to Paul, grabbed him, and ordered him to be tied up with two chains. The officer asked who Paul was and what he had done. Some of the crowd shouted one thing, while others shouted something else. The officer couldn't get any facts because of the noise and confusion, so he ordered Paul to be taken into the barracks. When Paul came to the stairs of the barracks, the crowd was so violent that the soldiers had to carry him. The mob was behind them, shouting, "Kill him!" As the soldiers were about to take Paul into the barracks, he asked the officer, "May I say something to you?" The officer replied to Paul, "Can you speak Greek? Aren't you the Egyptian who started a revolution not long ago and led 4,000 terrorists into the desert?" Paul answered, "I'm a Jew, a citizen from the well-known city of Tarsus in Cilicia. I'm asking you to let me talk to the people." The officer gave Paul permission to speak, so Paul stood on the stairs of the barracks and motioned with his hand for the people to be quiet. When the mob was silent, Paul spoke to them in the Hebrew language.